Okay, we are back with Lauren Anderson, who's a staff attorney at the Orleans Public Defender's Office, and Leroy Perry, who runs the reentry program at the Mission, and Donald Jones, who is one of the clients that serve from the Mission. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good to be here. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, good to have you. So tomorrow there is going to be a holding of court, shall we say, over at the Mission. Can you tell us about this project? What's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, so basically how this all got started, as we started seeing more and more clients who are in transition, who were homeless, who were mentally ill or had some kind of substance addiction issue coming through municipal court. Every day we would see dozens of people who are incarcerated. Many of them had missed court dates, they had attachments, and they ended up spending weeks and weeks at a time in jail. So we started working with Mr. Perry, trying to get a lot of those people out of the jail and into more stable living environments at the Mission. And then one day we were talking to Judge Early, who is in municipal court in Section B, about this problem and saying, you know, hey, maybe there's some way to, you know, go over to the Mission and bring people over and get some of these missed court dates cleared up so we can stop seeing so many of these people in jail. And he was like, well, why don't we just go over there? And it started this entire project. So now what we're going to be doing is going over to the Mission, having the public defender's office, the judge himself, the court staff, everybody go over there. And then residents from the Mission, residents from all the other shelters, anybody who's in any kind of transitional period in their life can come in, get their attachments cleared up, and handle their cases so they're not at risk for getting picked up at any time to go to jail.
How long are you going to be out there tomorrow?
A couple hours. Until we get everybody taken care of, I think.
So are you only going to be servicing people who are staying at the Mission or connected with the Mission tomorrow?
I don't think so. We've talked to a couple other people in different shelters all over the city, and some of the rehab facilities. We've kind of been trying to reach out to as many people as possible. We obviously are targeting the Mission because we have such a great relationship with them, but we are definitely open to anybody who's in that kind of period in their life coming in.
So do people have to have signed up beforehand to be a part of this court that's happening over there?
They don't. We obviously would like that because it helps us get their cases pulled ahead of time so we can do a little more work beforehand. But we will have people who are over at the court that we can call over and get their cases pulled as well. So if people just want to show up at 10 o'clock tomorrow, then we can take care of them as well.
So what would be like the eligibility requirements for, like, if, you know, I wanted to show up and had attachments, which could you explain what that is as well, just so
sure.
We know what we're talking about?
So what an attachment is whenever you have a missed court date in municipal court. What happens is basically you become attached, which means a warrant goes out for your arrest for a missed court date. So if you've ever missed a court date in municipal court, then that would apply to you, that then you would be eligible to come over and get your warrant taken care of.
Oh, okay. And Leroy, to invite you into the conversation.
Good morning.
Can you tell us, you and Donald, can you tell us what the reentry program looks like over at the Mission?
Well, it looks pretty good. Lauren mentioned relationship, and that's what it's been. It's been a beautiful relationship between us and the public defender's office, as well as the judges that work in municipal court. And Lauren herself, Nate, who's moved on, Virginia, Nia, and all these people. We get calls from them. I get calls from them on a daily basis almost with somebody that they have referred to our program. Somebody like Donald. Who's going to be assisting and helping them to gather the people who have different issues in the courts so they can be taken care of. And that's what we do on a daily basis. I also get calls from some of the other prisons upstate that have people that are returning home. But the greatest relationship that we share among those entities of prison is the one with New Orleans, the Public Defender's Office. And I'm looking forward to it. We're excited about it. And tomorrow they're gonna be, and this is phenomenal that we would have a judge come over inside of our program mm-hmm. to help those that are in there, not just those that are that live inside, like Donald, but those that come outside. We have people all over the city come in for lunch, they come in for dinner, some of them stay overnight, and I've made an announcement last night, we'll be making an announcement today, that they would tell everybody who they come in contact with who have certain issues in court that they can come over tomorrow morning, and Laura will be there, and I have some of our guys, and this is beautiful too, that the same guys that they send to me mm-hmm. are now being a help to help mm-hmm. others who have situations like they have had.
Certainly. I always think that it's powerful when someone who's been there is there to help other people and show them that, you know, we can do better. So, Donald, how long have you been in the program? How has it been for you?
Well, the program is beautiful. I mean, you know, when I first came in the program, I hated it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as you go, you grow, man. If you keep going and keep getting in it, you're starting. I hated it. Now I'm starting to love it. For some reason, it's just, you know, thank God for this brother here, Brother Leroy, and, you know, some other brothers, you know, Brother Pastor Rondrell, and people that's, you know, we just need leaders, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, to make a great leader, you got to be a great follower. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like following the lead of people that's been through this and been through that, you know, ups and downs, the turnaround and hell and high water, and enough is enough. And sometimes enough could be too much. And, you know, I just thank God. It's like a new start. Mm-hmm. You know, and the men outside, for the first thing, we got to keep God, you know, we got to keep him first at all time. You know, because we got men working on the outside of this place and men working in the inside of the prison. And the place to me is like a rehabilitation center to rehabilitate a person's mind, you know, and his thinking and his, you know, whatever he had in the past, teach him how to let go, because, you know, the past don't do nothing but bring back bad memories, and all we want to do is just continue to let go and let God. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I really have to say, because, you know, it's just like a second chance, man, you know.
So what were some of the things that you struggled with? You said that you kind of were having a difficult time.
Well, I struggled with, you know, alcohol was the main problem. I never did use drugs like shoot dope or smoke crack and stuff like that. I tried it, but, you know, it wasn't my thing. But alcohol was one of my main things. And now, you know, God is... tuck the taste. Once he takes the taste, he tuck it all, you know.
I wasn't trying to dig into your past. I meant with the program.
Well, the program
I try to be respectful of what...
Excuse me, yeah, yeah.
No, because you said you were having a hard time, that you hated it for a little while. So I was asking what were some of the things that you struggled with in the beginning that made it more difficult for you, or if it was just the adjustment period.
I struggle with being in jail. I just can't stay in one spot 24 hours like that, you know, and... You know, animals don't like to be caged up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they like to run free and, you know, where it's safe at, and, you know, they can be watched, and kids like to play with animals. Mm-hmm. You know, once a man, twice a child, you know, and I'm a man in age and in size or whatever, but I'm a kid in heart. Mm-hmm. You know, and I prefer to be that kid that God want me to be, to keep me living, to keep me growing, to keep me learning, and being an example to children. You know, our biggest problem is children, especially when it comes to teenagers. Because the biggest problem we're dealing with right now today, that we're dealing with and living with, is teenagers. You know, either drugs or alcohol or guns and knives. And we here to teach them that it's a better way than that, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Lack of direction and opportunity, certainly.
Yeah, you know, because we chose our own destiny, you know. We chose to be what we want to have. You know what, if it's good or bad, we got to learn that, you know. We got to be what we was born to be and what we was here to be to help others as an example, you know. And mm-hmm. that's why these days parents must learn to watch what they do in front of their children. Mm-hmm. You know, because the children is our future, you know. We are their past and their presence, you know. We, you know, to, like I say, you know, not to keep repeating myself, what makes a good leader is a good follower. And my dad, thank God I got him and my mom, and look like every time I go to them, it's like they just, man, is it old or is it? Y'all can't teach me no more. Let me go to my nephew or my nieces, and somebody got to help me with it. It's like if I ask you a question, I expect for you to give me an answer or give me close to the answer, give me some type of solution to work this problem out, if it's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want to go from good to bad and bad to worse. Yeah. You know, because we living in a world full of people that's confused with life and they're having difficult problems of getting it together. You know, because together we can stand through all this, but, you know, divided we fall. Mm-hmm. We can stand in this together.
Right on.
And it'll be a better place, a safer place, and a better world for us to live in. Thank you.
Thank you. It certainly will be. So I understand, in the email that I read yesterday, I understand that you're still looking for volunteers.
We do have a lot of volunteers from our office who are going to be coming over, and then I believe we have a lot of people from the mission who are going to be coming over. So I think we're good, but if somebody wants to give me a call today, call over the public defender's office and ask to speak to Lauren or Brandy. We're happy to talk to people. This is a project that we hope can keep growing and getting bigger. This is the first time we're giving it a try, but it's something that we hope we can continue to do and build on and expand those resources all over the city so that, you know, we see fewer and fewer people in for simply missing a court date on a city, you know, municipal violation. Instead of having them sit in jail for weeks, we'd like to be able to give them the resources and build better lives. So this is something we want to see grow. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in it, then definitely give us a call. We love help, for sure.
Because I got a specific, I forwarded the email out to folks, and so I got a specific request back for how do I volunteer? And I said, well, Lauren's going to be on the show tomorrow, so I'll ask her then.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, definitely give me a call. I'm at the public defender's office every day, so I'm more than happy to talk to anybody.
Have you heard about this being done other places?
I don't think so.
So you have no model?
Nope. We're trying it for the first time. We don't have a model. We've been working on it for a couple months trying to find the best way to do it, but it's something I haven't heard of being done other places. It definitely doesn't mean it isn't being done. But, I mean, it's a huge blessing to have a sitting judge in New Orleans being willing to go over. I mean, he's already gone over a couple times and met with everybody at the mission, and, you know, that's something you don't see every day, to be able to have all of those people in the criminal justice system working together for a common goal. You know, a lot of times we're working against each other. And so to have everybody working for something is, you know, really unheard of, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, well, certainly in this city, we need to be doing bold things to lower the incarceration rate, especially for vulnerable folks that aren't really a threat to the safety of the city anyway. They definitely don't need to be locked in that cage, as you were referring to. You look like you want to say something.
From voicing my opinion on how I feel, you know, we need to get more involved, get a lot of people that's not, you know, not really concerned about our situation, because they got a lot of people care and a lot of people don't care. We need to bring these people, especially the people that don't care, to get them together and get involved, because it's not just about us. You know, it's about the children. Mm-hmm. You know, the children is more important, just as more important than us. But unless we be an example to the kids, they're going to fail. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people come from dysfunctional families. The father and the mother has been through drug and alcohol abuse, and they fussing and fighting, and kids ain't got enough to eat, kids ain't got enough the proper clothes to put on, new clothes. And, you know, if my name Donald Jones, but if I had Donald Trump money, I wouldn't be talking about it. I'll be about it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, I think you're being about it, but go ahead, Laura.
A lot of the people that we do see in municipal court are in some kind of crisis. Either they have, you know, come from a dysfunctional family, or they right. do have an alcohol problem or a drug mm-hmm. problem, or, you know, a mental illness that has not been addressed because there are so few resources in Louisiana for mental health. So a lot of the vast majority of the people that we are seeing in municipal court are going through yeah. some kind of crisis.
Exactly.
And rather than
That's
see them
saying.
In jail, we mm-hmm. would like to be able to connect them to resources right. like Mr. Perry and a lot of the other programs that we hope can get involved in this program so that we don't see them in jail just because they, you know, have succumbed to some kind of crisis.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Excuse me, like I was saying, young lady, the New Orleans Mission is a perfect place for people to come there, you know, men, women, and children, to come there and get rehabilitated, get 3 meals a day, you know, a bed to sleep in. You know, these times, these last days and stuff that we're living in, it's more about giving and sharing.
You know, you mentioned about the different resources. Mm-hmm. We can't take care of every need.
No.
There's a lot of needs that we meet. If a person needs shelter, mm-hmm. we got it. Clothing. We have Tulane LSU come over, their medical team come over and help people mm-hmm. with their medical needs, mm-hmm. even to the point of writing prescriptions for them.
Yeah.
But there are certain needs that we cannot meet, but right. we have the different resources. So all these resources in the city, they come together.
Right.
Because if we can't meet the need, then we can refer them to somebody mm-hmm. who can.
Exactly.
Having said that, there is no reason, as far as I'm concerned, for anybody in this city to be homeless.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because there are opportunities and places and structure. Mm-hmm. And when you were talking to Donald about some of the issues he had, I think number one was the fact of being in a structured environment.
Yeah.
People normally, you know, although they need structure, and we know that, mm-hmm. but they buck against the structure. Mm-hmm. And those that come in and get to the point to realize, hey, I need this, then those are the people that we can work and go forward with and help. So we're there. And I just, myself personally, thank God for the wonderful people that work in the courts and with this public defender's office. Mm-hmm. There's, in my opinion, nothing like it.
I do, because I know we only have Lauren here for a little bit longer,
yeah.
I do want to talk about some of the other things that are happening kind of at the public defender's office. I know that there was a little brief blurb on what's the name of the John Oliver last week today or tonight or whatever that show mm-hmm. is called, and which actually gave a boost to some of the fundraising that y'all are doing to make up for budget shortfalls. What's going on over there?
We have a $1 million budget shortfall, which yeah. is frustrating. Coming from an attorney's standpoint, the most frustrating thing about it is it ends up cutting programs like this. Mm-hmm. You know, the less resources that we have, the less ability we have to really invest in our client services, mm-hmm. Our investigators. Like, it's that just continues and continues to get cut. And we want to be able to remain an integral part of this city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be able to continue to reach out and work with people.
Yes.
And you know, the less and less we have, the more and more cases that get piled on, and you're working with bare bones, and you're able to only really work on somebody's legal aspect of a case. Mm. And that's not what we want to have to do at the public defender's office. We want to be able to continue to do what we call holistic defense and be able to work outside of somebody's legal case. We want to be able to, you know, connect with people like the mission and, you know, connect our clients to educational resources, mm-hmm. get them back in school, work with them on jobs. And that's the first thing that goes when we're in a budget crisis like we are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most frustrating thing from our angle. But just, you know, in general, it's hard to you know, constantly have to worry about your budget to be able to do something that is constitutionally guaranteed to everyone in the United States. It's very tough.
Right. So how would people go to donate to?
We have a website. It's opdla.causebox.com, I believe. If you go to the Orleans Public Defender's website, there's mm-hmm. a link to it on there. So We're so, so grateful and so, so overwhelmed by what we saw in the week that we were doing our fundraising. Right after we were on John Oliver, we did a week of fundraising. We had a couple of events, all around the city, and we were just overwhelmed by how much people came out, and we are so, so grateful. And it's been great to see people really be so supportive, and you know, we want to keep that going if we can, so we can continue to do this kind of innovation that we're seeing over at the Mission.
Well, we certainly know that we need indigent defense. Okay, and so how would people get what's the information about tomorrow? So where's the Mission? What's the number if people want to call to volunteer, so that people know all that good stuff if they want to come?
The address at the Mission is 1130 Orita Castle Haley Boulevard. Mm-hmm. If it's by mail, the zip is 70113. Mm-hmm. The number to call would be 504-523-9116. And you can reach the receptionist there, and she'll plug you into whoever you need to talk to.
And you'll be starting tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
At 10 a.m.
We are. And the building is under construction, so make
absolutely
sure to go around to the side.
Absolutely.
They're working on doing some
renovation. And we're proud of that. We're doing a renovation. Place is going to look state-of-the-art when it's done next year. So when you see it, you'll see the structure. You have to enter in on Clio Street on the side entrance. But we look forward to seeing everybody, and remember to donate to the Public Defender's Office. They need your help.
All right. And is there any plans to do any more, or is like, let's see how this one goes first? And
I mean, we'd like to definitely continue to do it. This is kind of the pilot project. Obviously, we don't really, you know, this is new, and we're excited about it. But it's something that I think our goal is to continue to do. You know, every month, couple of months, because this is an ongoing problem. You know, we've worked in municipal court for a long time, and it is something that I think needs to keep happening.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, and I think it's going to work. I really believe it's going
to
work.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to help folks out.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful project they got going here, and it really amazed me to see that people can come together and do things to make not just themselves happy, make everybody happy around them. You know, inside this New Orleans Mission, and outside too, because you know, as well as we build the inside, we got to build the outside too. Mm-hmm. That mean the people our surroundings. You know, the people that's coming in and out. See, they got visitors, and they got people that just here, like me and Leroy. You know, and he's like an example to me. You know, he can see me, you know, going in left field, and he'll just pow, pop me back in right field. Y'all the bounds away, okay, all right. You know, and I thank God for this man, and thank God for a lot of people, even this young lady here, and especially my mom and dad, not mom and dad. You know, and it's beautiful. You know, it gives me a brand new start to look at the future more better than I used to look at it.
And we want to give a lot of people new starts and not have that start be in Orleans Parish Prison.
Right on. Well, on that note, it is almost about 8:30, and I said I would have you out of here because I know you got to be in court. So thank you so much for all the work that you're all doing. And tomorrow, 10 a.m., 11:30, Aretha Castle Haley, having a little problem speaking today. Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, court at the Mission, 10 a.m. Show up if you have some attachments you need taken care of. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.